Our guest at the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby with Hunt Regional Healthcare, and Hunt Francis is
outreach specialist.
I always just balk on the outreach specialist. So she handles all kinds of communication things, and we talk with her about one thing and another. And we'll skip coronavirus, COVID. I'm sure you've talked about that all you care to.
Appreciate that.
So September is Pain Awareness Month, and for a lot of people, of course, every month and every day is Pain Awareness Month or Pain Awareness
Day. There are a lot of people that suffer with pain on a regular basis.
Yeah, this is maybe the most basic subject we could talk about.
It's pretty basic.
With respect to health care and wellness and so forth, don't you think?
There's lots of different pains, et cetera. But yeah, people experience pain in a lot of different ways, and it means a lot of different things in healthcare. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about acute pain, which could lead to finding out more about what's going on with your body, and then also the chronic pain, which a lot of people suffer with.
Mm-hmm. You all did a video recently, and the doctor's name is?
Dr. Zanji. He's a neurologist with Hunt Regional Medical Partners.
And this is available on YouTube?
It is. You can Google Hunt Regional Healthcare and find it.
The Juice folks over in Greenville do a nice job of
they do a wonderful job of
doing videos on all kinds of things, and they did this. So again, September Pain Awareness Month. I saw some statistics. I think you have some of the same stats, Francis, that 1 in 5 or 20% of Americans suffer from chronic pain. So how do we define chronic pain?
So again, there's acute pain, which is that onset pain that helps you realize that there may be a problem. But chronic pain is that consistent pain that basically doesn't go away. Dr. Zanji talks about there's been some incident of injury in the past that's led to this pain. And while the injury may heal, whether it be a broken foot, a tweak or a muscle pull, et cetera, that injury may heal, but the pain remains. And he alludes to it's just general wear and tear on your body. So, we call that arthritis. We call it, getting old. But it's that injury that has healed but continues with the pain. So that's the chronic pain that a lot of people suffer with.
Yeah. I saw an article. This was from John Hopkins, and I showed it to you. And arthritis is one of the basic things that they mention.
Yes.
And then back pain. And we all, hear a lot about, everybody knows somebody who has some kind of serious back pain issue.
80% of people in the United States will experience back pain at some point in their lives. That's a statistic.
Yeah. And then headaches is another.
Yes. And a lot of people suffer from migraines, which I am fortunate and don't, but I understand that is a lot of pain for people.
Yeah. And very, very common. All of these are just so common. We're talking with Francis Dalby, and Francis is an outreach specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare. I saw something on chronic pain called high impact chronic pain, which I guess is the worst level. Are you familiar with?
I'm not familiar with that terminology.
So anyway, 84% of those who have what's called high impact chronic pain are not able to work. So what about some ways to manage, maybe some that we haven't thought of or that are innovative or what have you?
So there's the bottom line is you can take over-the-counter medications for pain. Hopefully that helps. Pain reliever type medications that you can get over the counter, and you can always talk with your pharmacist about that, which might be best for you. There are also therapy. So you can go to physical therapy and get some relief from that pain there.
And you all offer?
We do offer physical therapy. And both at the Greenville location and the Commerce location now. But there's also chiropractic work. Now, that's something that we don't have a field person in, but that is very helpful for some individuals.
Mm-hmm. we're going to run out of time. We'll put make a link to Dr.
Zanji's.
His video and also the article from Johns Hopkins I mentioned. And the Johns Hopkins article, it mentions several innovations. One has to do with Botox.
Yeah, Botox is used for a lot of different things.
Protein. There's a protein that may turn off pain.
Oh, interesting.
Johns Hopkins says, and there's a burning away, there's a link in there to something about burning away intractable pain.
Yeah, I read that, which that sounds painful in and
burning
of itself.
Away, yeah, that's when you say burning, that's, you know, maybe is the cure worse than the problem. And then they mention in the immortal words of Hank Williams Jr., an attitude adjustment.
There you go. That can make a big difference, I think, in a lot of people's lives.
That could also help. And also in that Johns Hopkins article, they refer to pain specialists. Would Dr. Sanji be someone to come see?
Dr. Sanji is a neurologist who basically specializes in pain management. Uh-huh. So he exhausts all measures for people. And sometimes, like I said, 83 million Americans indicate pain affects their daily living. Yeah. So, you know, if you have that kind of chronic pain and you're having trouble going to the grocery store or even taking care of your daily activities at home, make sure you reach out to a physician and get help. But again, Dr. Zanji is a pain management specialist.
Someone was wanting to seek out some help, just call Hunt Regional.
And
somebody would direct you to the right.
Absolutely.
Right,
or Hunt Regional Healthcare. You can find a doc there.
Sure. Francis, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Francis Dalby, Outreach Specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare. Ed, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.